who have been good enough to chronicle one or two of my little problems. "And have you any on hand just now?" I asked with interest. "Some 10 or 12, but none which present any feature of interest." "They are important, you understand, without being interesting." "Indeed, I have found that it is usually in unimportant matters that there is a field for the observation and for the quick analysis of cause and effect which gives the charm to an investigation." "The larger crimes are apt to be the simpler, for the bigger the crime, the more obvious as a rule is the motive." "In these cases, save for one rather intricate matter which has been referred to me from Marseille, there is nothing which presents any features of interest." "It is possible, however, that I may have something better before very many minutes are over, for this is one of my clients, or I am much mistaken." He had risen from his chair and was standing between the parted blinds, gazing down into the dull, neutral-tinted London street. Looking over his shoulder, I saw that on the pavement opposite there stood a large woman with a heavy fur boa round her neck, and a large curling red feather in a broad-brimmed hat, which was tilted in a coquettish Duchess of Devonshire fashion over her ear. From under this great panoply she peeped up in a nervous, hesitating fashion at our windows.